It's a good thing that we're moving to 100% electric vehicles, essays. I'm now on board. Greta Van Doomsburg has scared me in the green direction. And all you scumbags out there with your V6s. I laugh at you, by the way. Might as well have a four-cylinder. All of you scumbags out there with your 8 cylinders and your rich scumbags with your V12s. You have committed atrocities against this planet. You should be arrested and murdered. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft by a jury of soy-infested liberal tards. That's a weird thing. Anyhow, here you've got Rivian. They make stupid electric trucks. It's a dude who pisses people off. Hey, man, my Rivian's awesome. It does 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Cool. Cool. Does it sound like this? Yeah? That's dumb. Go get a real car. Anyway, here you got some Rivians. And,
They on fire.
Which is weird because I was told that electric cars, when they catch on fire, which they don't catch on fire because, again, they're electric cars and they're protected by an aura of rainbowisms, that when they do, if they somehow, the aura breaks down, they just spit sprinkles or something like that. No, they don't. It's the world's most toxic fumes, by the way. Way, 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 way worse than if just like a regular truck caught on fire. Yeah. I'm sorry, are you going to call in all of the all-electric fire department? Huh? Are they going to bzzz right in there? No? Oh, they're going to use big old screw you diesels? That's a weird thing. So here you go, the Rivian plant's on fire, and boy, that don't look great to me. Look at this toxic plume over here of lithium. This right here is killing birds. Birds are going to, or bats, I guess, at night. They're going to go through this and they're going to be like, oh, this is totally fine, Greta. And they're going to die. And they just got to let it burn, by the way. Because unlike regular cars, these things, if you hit them with any, you throw water on that, then the rest of the thing's going to blow up. And the water, these are burning so hot. Right here, these trucks on fire, this is hotter than the surface of the sun. So throwing water at this, it evaporates. is that an all-electric fire truck? No? Weird. They're pulling up just to watch it, by the way, because nothing in that truck is going to put out that fire. not a single thing in that truck is going to be any match for that green energons. So an entire town downwind from this has to be evacuated because that smoke will kill you. Now, most smoke will kill you, but that will really kill you. But there you go. Brand new green energon future, boys, where cars, and by the way, they just randomly explode. Right? Unlike a Pinto that you actually need to smash into before it explodes. No, these things just randomly explode. The batteries are like, oh my God. I'm overfilled. Kaboom! And if you got a Chevy Volt and you don't plug it in, it goes, oh my God, I'm completely empty. Kaboom! You can't win with the Chevy Volts. Allegedly, of course, because I don't want to get sued by Chevy, but they had that weird thing. If you left it plugged in, it would blow up. And if you left it unplugged, it would blow up. And the Chevy owner's sitting there going, oh, what the hell, Chevy? Well, you should have got a Corvette. Yeah. Should have got a Corvette. But there you have it, the brave new future of all-electric auto industry, where when one of these things pops off, good luck. You're losing the, again, they lost that entire section. Because you can't just roll up there and put it out. So they just had, it would have been the whole thing. If that one goes off right there, this whole thing is up. Whole thing is up, right? It's going to look like a mostly peaceful BLM summer. By the way, you're an electric company. You ain't going to put any of these stupid solar panels on any of this right here? What is going on over here? Look at all this dead space. Like, no. Listen, we're very limited in the amount of solar panels that we could put up here because this turns into a microwave, and birds flying over this get vaporized immediately. So we only want to kill a lot of birds, so we can't put them over here. But, yeah, so this entire section gone. You got to let it go. I mean, yeah, you ain't putting it out. He ain't putting it out. But again, those are the benefits of clean energons, boys. Don't worry about that. That's mostly peaceful, clean, green. That's green smoke. That's green poisonous fumes going up into the air.
What?
If you want one of these trucks because for whatever reason, other than saving, you're not saving the planet. I mean, if you want one of these trucks because you like your vehicle smelling and sounding like a dildo, cool, more power to you, I guess. But don't tell anybody that you're saving the planet. You buy one of these things over here, it's insane the amount of destruction to the planet necessary to rip all of those minerals out of Africa, by the way, and to staple them into a battery that will never decompose. I mean, it's going to be poisonous forever. There's no good recycling of batteries. This is the infancy of this technology, even though we've had electric cars since 1832. Anyhow, if you're buying them because you want to go super fast in a very quick amount of time, awesome, more power to you. But stop this nonsense that these things are safe or clean or any cleaner than my truck. I mean, look at this thing. If my truck catches on fire, I got a fire extinguisher. I could just, it'd be fine. But there's no fire extinguisher strong enough to put one of these car battery fires out. And you just lost an entire fleet over here. Where you at, Greta?
Should I be scared? I hear you.
Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the Viva Support channel. If you want to be kept up to date on Green Energon's destroying the planet, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.